Welcome back to another episode of Kyan and Jade.
Another day, another slay.
Yeah, I hope you had a wonderful week.
Yes, it's getting closer to Halloween, getting spooky.
This is Halloween.
Also, Friday 13th is today.
We wanted to do a bit more of a fun episode. I know last week was also a fun episode. We want to do another one. So we reached out to you and asked what your hot takes were. Mm-hmm. And we're going to read them out on the podcast. And then we're going to elaborate, give our opinions. Mm-hmm. Maybe we agree. Maybe we don't. But it's for the culture.
It is.
Would you like to do the honors of defining what a hot take is to the people that don't know?
Of course. So a hot take is basically like an unsolicited opinion that you just have, where like you feel like the majority of people probably don't have that opinion, but you have it, and that's that's your hot take, you know?
And it makes you hot for taking.
Mm-hmm. So the first one that got sent through is about fashion, mm-hmm. and it's that the fashion that people walk down like the runways with is so trash. Like what is that? It is the worst things that have ever been seen in fashion.
Yeah, I can agree. Some fashion shows is a little bit, how you going? Like, we get it, they're creative, but not everything is art.
No, I can't stand, you know how like Hailey Bieber's having the long denim shorts at the moment with something and you can see like your whole stomach? I don't get it. I don't think it looks good.
I don't follow her. I kind of unfollowed her with the whole Selena situation.
Fair enough too. She's not that interesting. Well, hot take.
There's your hot take. First hot take of the day. I guess I should follow along with another hot take that was sent to me. It says, Beyonce is hugely overrated. Her music is okay at best. Oh,
I agree with this.
You agree?
Yeah, I 100% agree. She's not that good. I think she's just like got the bedazzle, but she doesn't have like the talent.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I think her vocal talent is amazing. One of the best,
mm-hmm.
vocally. However, I think that she's too mysterious. Like in her really early days, it was so freaking good. I still like her music though. Like she releases good music, in my opinion.
Going along with musicians, another one that got sent through, Zendaya isn't actually that good and she plays the same character in most of her roles. And she's not actually that good. Like, for example, in Shake It Up, she's like the tomboy sort of one. And then in Spider-Man, she's like the tomboy sort of one. And it's literally the same character, just older.
Remixed.
It's the remix, yo.
They really said reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah, I will give her Euphoria, though. I think she was good in Euphoria.
Maybe it was just life experience.
Maybe.
Being a child star, I feel like you would have to be into drugs because there's no way.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of have a hot take just that's just come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Actors, why? Like, why are they so glorified? They're just people pretending to be something. Why can't everybody can pretend to be something?
Yeah.
So why are actors seen as so professional and so good?
Yeah.
Why are they worth so much money? Why are they so glorified? Like, I could get in front of a camera and pretend that somebody's died.
Yeah, I could have been Iron Man. Why is that Robert Downey Jr. so worshipped?
Mm. Except for Adam Sandler, though.
He's top tier.
Yeah. No, like, he's not a part of the hot take. He's
yeah.
separate.
Mm-hmm. Football is only as popular as it is now because it's gone too far and, like, men can't just stop watching football and watch something else. But it's not good. Every game is the same. You tackle, you run, you score. Like, every game is the same. How is it still so popular?
Right now, I look like that meme of that lady that's, like, got the algebra floating around her while she's confused. Because I'm also confused. I'm, like, yeah. having a bit of an epiphany. I'm not a personal. I've never really enjoyed it. But don't you think it's a little bit sus that it's just men love watching other men play with balls?
Weird. Also, it could just be because it's such a big thing in gambling.
It's like they're just following a team and they want the team to win, so I guess that's where the entertainment is.
Yeah.
But if your team's not playing, then where's the fun in watching another team?
Because there isn't. Because they're all exactly the same. They all learn how to tackle the same, run the same, catch a ball the same. So boring. Anyway.
That one's kind of shaken me to the core and I don't know why. Because, like, it's so real. Like, that is, like, that's real.
Mm.
Anyways, let's move on. Another one that I got sent. This is about Leonardo DiCaprio. So, you know, there's, like, a thing where he doesn't date over 25.
Yeah.
And he's, like, fucking 50 or whatever. This person has said, Leonardo DiCaprio should be charged with pedophilia because he dates way too young. Like, his kids are probably older than the people that he dates. That's kind of, that is a hot take, though.
That is a hot take. Because, like, at the same time, they're all adults. And consenting adults, but also the age difference is like... Mm.
And then, like, the whole words of power play and stuff like that comes into play.
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, he's also not that good an actor. I think that he just looks good and people just like him. Like, he wasn't that good in Titanic. He hasn't been good in any movie I've actually watched of Leonardo DiCaprio. He's always been, like, boring. Even in, like, what's that? That really... The Great Gatsby? Was he in that?
Yes. Yeah. I think that was the only movie where he actually did good.
Yeah.
But anybody could have played the fucking rich guy.
Right. But everyone just loves Leonardo DiCaprio for what? And his face is, like, it's not that good looking, I'd say. Like, he's kind of mediocre. Okay.
I'm gonna stop you there. Young Leonardo DiCaprio is hot. Now, crusty.
Another hot take that was sent through. Artists should not make a comeback. For example, Elton John. He shouldn't have made a comeback. What are your thoughts?
I want to cry.
Why?
Because, like, why not? Why?
It just gives me the ick as well. Like, when artists come back and they're so... Like, they had such a good music and then they come back and just try too hard.
So what do you think about Nelly Furtado then?
Yeah, makes me feel weird. Like, leave it in the past. You had your moment. What are you doing coming back? It's like if Harry Styles... Yeah. If Harry Styles stopped making music, but then in 20 years he, like, made a comeback, I'd probably be like, meh. You had your chance and you decided to stop, so... Yeah, don't do that.
What about, like, Madonna and Kylie Minogue? Although, they kind of never left. They've always released music, like, consistently. Yeah. Madonna, not so much, but Kylie Minogue, she's released, like, 16 albums.
Yeah.
From the 70s till now.
I wonder how many people have actually listened to them. Or if everyone just knows the hits, when she should have stopped when it was good.
Okay. Okay. Bajello. Jesus. Okay. Let's get on to the next hot take before I start hot throwing hot hands. This one I got sent to and I was like, oh, this one I would say is probably one of the more controversial ones on this list.
Mm-hmm.
So this individual, and by the way, we are keeping all of these anonymous, obviously, because they are hot takes and hot takes can be seen as controversial.
Mm-hmm.
This one says the government 100% knew about 9/11 before the first plane hit.
That's very controversial.
So no, there's like the whole thing about it was like an inside job and stuff like that. But then like all the people's lives that were lost, like, is it really something to be debating about?
Yeah, it's a bit satire. I don't know. I don't even want to have an opinion on 9/11. It just makes me feel weird because it's like people are still living with the repercussions of that event. Another hot take. Square nails, like fake acrylic nails, are ugly.
Yeah, they make your fingers look stubby, so I see that.
Especially the really long ones.
Isn't that just coffin?
You know the ones where they like start to curl because they're so long?
Ugh.
I hate them.
Oh, do you mean like, oh, I literally imagine like a toenail, like curling like a curly fry.
Ooh.
That's why I said, ooh.
Makes sense.
I have another controversial one too, but I'd say this one's more of a conspiracy rather than a hot take, but it says they've found a plane of like the government has found the plane of MH370, but they can't explain the state of the bodies inside of the plane, so they pretend that it's not found still.
That's deep. That goes, there's research in that one.
Right? Maybe we should all just start wearing tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
Kind of scary though.
It is. I've also heard people say that Amelia Earhart has been like found.
Isn't she a singer?
She's the first woman to fly solo around the world and then her plane went missing. Catch her on The Masked Singer this Wednesday.
There's like, I'm pretty sure there is an artist called Amelia Earhart.
Uh-huh. Probably.
I feel so stupid.
Maybe that's just her comeback.
She got found singing, I guess. She's in a well.
Yeah. Next hot take. Water is the best tasting drink.
Huh? Water has a taste? Actually, tap water has a taste. Filtered water doesn't. Tap water, you can taste it metallic, and you're like, why is it spicy? But, like, normal water, how is it it's the best tasting drink. Okay, who, is this like an almond mum?
Yeah, are you just poor?
Ooh. Okay, no need to hit me close to home, Jade.
My bad.
But, like, what even just, like, adding, like, a lime into the drink?
Right. Like, is this water iced? Is it room temp?
Yeah, what is it? Is it chilled to, like, 35 degrees? Yeah. That is not chilled. That is heated.
Whoa. You're right. I was like, damn, yeah, that's cool.
Maybe for in America it would be. But yeah. Is it chilled to, like, 10 degrees? And it's, like, is it, like, got the steam coming off of it because it's so cold?
Yeah, where's the flavour?
Yeah, and, like, does it have, like, a crisp lemon in it with, like, a little bit of mint? Again, I have another controversial one. So I've got two that are basically the exact same thing. So one person said they don't like Taylor Swift. They just can't stand her. She doesn't make good music at all. And then another person has also said that Harry Styles, they don't get the hype. He doesn't deserve to be that big. And I was like, oh.
I get it though. I understand. He's a bit vanilla.
What about Taylor?
I also get that. She's very recycled material.
Not like all, I bet you like all the Taylor Swift stans would be like coming after you being like, she's such a master when it comes to music.
Yeah.
I've seen people like that online. To be honest, I think the things that have made me not like Taylor Swift and Harry Styles, because I used to be a massive Harry Styles fan.
You did.
Is their fandom. Their fandom is just so fucking crazy. Like, I have literally seen Taylor Swift stans be like, she is the creator of music, like saying that she is like the most genius musician in the whole entire world, and it's like she's just some random girl with a guitar.
Yeah, I mean, I get that the cool part about Taylor Swift's music is that she puts like hidden gems in it, and that's where I think she's an amazing, I don't know if you would even call that artist, just like taskmaster.
Hidden chest, unlock the clues.
Yeah, but in terms of her music, I think it's all, like, it hasn't really changed since Love Story. Let's all be honest. Like, if she released something today, you're going to think of Love Story. You're not going to be like, oh, cool, new song. You'd be like, oh, it's Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I don't really listen to her. I don't listen to her, Ed Sheeran, or Harry Styles. And there's a few other people, but I just find them too generic. And I think it's just because they're so overplayed in the media that I just can't stand them anymore. Another hot take, the media overhypes people to the point where you can't stand them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm worried that's going to happen with Ice Spice because it's starting to happen a little bit, I find.
Mm.
They did it with Cardi B too, and now nobody listens to her music.
I noticed that with Ed Sheeran. I used to love him before, like, everyone started loving him. Like, oh. And then just the fans, they were all so crazy, so young as well, and, like, thinking that their opinion actually matters in a way.
I've just come up with another hot take, me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Young fans have grown up in this internet culture where they have not learnt proper boundaries. So that is why they're crossing these boundaries and becoming fucking psycho fans and defending people with their lives. Did you ever see this thing? It's really funny. It's iconic. But this girl called Dorothy, she was an Ariana Grande stan on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. She was always tweeting about Ariana Grande, and her mum took her phone off of her. So she tweeted saying, like, hey guys, my mum's taking my phone off me, so like I won't be able to tweet for a while, just take care of my account while I'm gone, rah rah rah. And it said like sent from phone, and she goes like, but she's not actually gonna take it away from me, like she can never do that. Like half an hour later, she's like, hey y'all, so like make sure you strip, like she's talking and it says like sent from DS, like the Nintendo DS Twitter, and then it was like, guys, my mum's taking my phone again, and it was like sent from some other thing, and then it was like, hey guys, I don't know if this is actually working. I'm currently talking to my fridge, but if you can hear me, I'm still alive, y'all. And it's just like sent from LG Smart Refrigerator. But that is like an example of like, these children don't have any boundaries in place.
No, and it's so easy for them not to have boundaries as well. Yeah. So easy. Talking to your fridge to tweet.
It's kind of funny though.
It is. It's very Elon Musk.
I love Dorothy. That was her name. I wonder where she is now. I hope she's living a good life and she has her phone back.
Yeah. Imagine if the mum still had her phone. She's still tweeting from a DS.
Or her fridge. Her mum got rid of the fridge.
Yeah.
No milk for you.
Mm-mm. Another hot take. You don't need expensive rings or an expensive wedding. And if you need that, you don't really love the other person. Because you shouldn't need to show how much you love someone with that much waste of money, in a way.
Yeah. I like that, actually.
Mm.
And I was watching a thing on TikTok about this the other day, And this guy was like, oh, I brought my girl this $39,000 ring. And the guy was like, why would you spend that much? And he was like, well, it's an investment because she's an investment. She's a beautiful human being. I wouldn't want to spend my life with anybody else. When all this big thing, I want to have my kids, rah, rah, rah. And I was like, sometimes people make me feel gross inside. Like, you could have done that with a fucking Kmart ring. Like, $1,000 is good, you know, as long as it's pretty. I feel like it's all about the eye on the beholder.
Yeah.
But $30,000 for a fucking ring? That's a car.
I know. Like, I would much rather you save that money and get me something decent, not just a ring.
And you know what? I feel like I actually have some, I feel like I have some general knowledge, or maybe even a hot take that can back up that hot take. I feel like the marriages and the engagements that last the longest are always the ones that have happened in the most randomest of places.
Yeah.
Like somebody got engaged after a night out, or they got engaged like in a McDonald's parking lot, or like on one of their deathbed or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Something really random like that. Just, and it's not like this big planned, like fancy movie theater thing where it's all just showing off about like my dick's bigger than yours, rah, rah. It's like genuine love.
Yeah. You know? It's like people that get mad about where they're proposed at, it's like, shouldn't you just be happy you're being like proposed to?
Yeah, like isn't the most important thing out of this interaction is that the lover that you are loving right now wants to be the lover for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right. Why do you need an audience at a restaurant?
Right.
Right.
It's giving insecure.
Yeah. Another hot take. Family vlog channels are so toxic and do nothing good. And they're just a way for parents to make money off of their kids, but like not actually give their kids anything.
It's like child labor. I've actually seen a discussion about that online. Talking about like the child labor laws and stuff like that, and how family channels are kind of like child slavery because they're making their children or filming their children without their like permission.
Have you heard all of the drama recently with 8 Passengers?
No, I don't follow family channels. The last time I watched a family channel, actually I don't even think I've ever watched a family channel. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But it would have been when I was a little kid. But I kind of always just grew up watching Tana Mojo and
Shane Dawson and stuff.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Jeffree Star. I watched James Charles back in the day, but I kind of got annoyed by him because he was just really annoying. The main like group that I watched was the Sister Squad, which was like the Dolan twins, Emma Chamberlain and James Charles.
Wow. I never got into any of like the squad house sort of people. I was always just like, I liked Drew, Roadwork Ahead. I hope it does.
So one of these that I need to address, somebody said to me, and I feel like this was a personal attack, denim maxi skirts and the 2000s trends coming back. Why they're so fucking ugly. And I was like, ouch, because I live in denim maxi skirts.
You do. Oh, I have to agree. It like, it gives, yeah, that's sort of like the Hailey Bieber fashion thing like I mentioned before. It's just so, ugh. And now that I work in a shopping centre and I watch the fashion of every generation go past all day long, the worst one is like teenagers and young adults. Oh my gosh, just dress properly. Like, why are your pants either so low or so high, or you don't have pants on, or you've got like all mesh white on and everyone can see your ass? Like, I'm so confused by fashion these days.
No, that makes sense. That's okay. Like, that's, you're too creative for a fucking supermarket. Like, this isn't Coachella.
Right?
But I feel like, guys, I am a lover of denim maxi skirts. I am declaring it right here. I will always love them. The reason why is because normal denim skirts on me, because I'm so fucking tall, I am literally 70% leg, they literally sit up my asshole. So if I can't bend over, I can't do anything in a denim skirt. And I love denim because it goes with everything. So you get the best things. So pants, they can sometimes, you know, not look the best, like jeans.
Yeah.
And jorts. but like a skirt, it's cute. It's flowy, you can wear it in summer and winter. It's versatile, you can wear it with boots, you can wear it with, you know, there's, it's such a versatile thing. And I like it because on me, they don't reach my ankles. They reach my middle calf at best. So they don't even look like a maxi skirt on me. So that is my reason for defending it. And that is why I love them, because I can actually function and go through my day-to-day activities without having to worry about showing everybody what I ate for breakfast, lunch, dinner the night before.
Damn, you're really passionate.
I am. Denim skirt.
Jeez, took that one a bit personally.
And the worst thing is that, like, obviously we can see who sent all these in. Mm-hmm. And it was my fucking best friend. I was so upset. I messaged her and I was like, you read me for filth, you bitch. And she goes, look, they don't look bad on her. And I was like, no, backtracking.
You said it. You said it. Stick by it. Another hot take. Starbucks is so overhyped. Nothing good. There is nothing good at Starbucks. Even their hot chocolate sucks.
Yeah, I definitely see that. When I was younger, I would have been like, don't come for my Starbucks. Because, like, they don't have Starbucks in WA. And I always thought, like, America was so cool and that whenever we had the chance to see a Starbucks, it was like, oh my God. But yeah, no, it's really not all that at all.
No.
Although they do make a good chai.
Do they?
Yeah. In Singapore, because nobody else was selling chai, and that's what I drink. Like, my parents go and get a coffee, and I'm like, oh, do they have a chai? No. It's like, what are you, uncultured? You're Singapore.
Right.
You're, like, the hub for the whole entire world.
It's basically just cinnamon.
It literally is. Mm. But, yeah, Starbucks was your only place, so I spent a lot of time at Starbucks in Singapore.
Wow.
And the free Wi-Fi. But
that's beside the point. So another hot take that was sent through. Snapchat is dead. Like, who the fuck still uses it? Honestly, I can relate. Who the fuck still uses it unless you're, like, trying to do some naughty stuff?
Yeah, I feel like Snapchat, because Snapchat started out as a sexting app and then it got, like, really popular with teenagers. I don't know why it got popular, but...
Yeah, it was cool that, like, the photos disappeared.
Because it was, like, mysterious. And you could, like, talk to people and, like, talk shit about people and then they couldn't say anything. They couldn't... You know, there's no memory of it.
Yeah, and then they started allowing you to save things and, like, tell people if the photo was screenshotted. Like, you snitch. Why are you going to tell people that? And then Snap Maps. That was really creepy. Can we just talk about that for a second? Like, what the... Why can I see where my neighbour, like, or someone from school is?
Yeah, I knew this girl that, would be like, came into me and was like, Kyan, can you just turn on your Snap Maps for me? And I was like, what? And she goes, I just like seeing where everybody is. And I was like, huh?
Sounds like a you problem.
That's kind of weird, but... It's
very weird.
I did it anyways. But I still kind of use Snapchat, but it's kind of like the app that I scroll past. I'll use Instagram. I will even use Facebook before I go on Snapchat. Like,
jeez.
I don't go on Snapchat, like, unless it's... I still know people that use it all the time.
Yeah, I've got a few friends that, like, don't use, like, Instagram, but they'll use Snapchat.
See, Instagram is the new Facebook. Facebook was huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is now Instagram.
Yeah.
And Threads as well, because X is dying, which is Twitter.
Oh, thank God. I hate that thing. I'm so sick of it now. It's not a little blue bird.
Yeah. Okay, one of the final hot takes, because obviously this episode is getting too long. We've got to cut it short. This person, and if you're listening to this podcast... You'll understand how I feel about this. They said Blackpink are overrated as fuck for the amount of songs and albums compared to the others. And they did the little shrugging shoulders emoji. Ooh. And then the heart, the pink heart. I was like...
That was a personal attack.
I literally have a photo card of Jennie in the back of my phone. And we're recording in my bedroom and there's literally a poster behind us with Blackpink on it.
There is. Can confirm. Yeah, I think that whenever there is someone, a band or an artist that's really big, there'll always be people that are like, oh, they're overrated.
If you really think about it, look, I can kind of understand where they're coming. Actually, no, I can't. Now that I think about it, I'm like, why are they overrated? I would say they're probably, there's a lot, everybody likes to discredit them. And I think it also comes down to a little bit of hating women because they don't do it to BTS. And BTS and Blackpink are on the same level of fame. Although I say that and the BTS stands to be like, they paved the way. They're going to like fucking turn into werewolves.
They paved the way. Jeez.
Like, so did Blackpink. And first of all, why are we caring about who paved what?
Right.
Who makes good music?
It's like there's a path there that everyone's walking it now. Who cares who paved it?
Exactly.
Sorry.
And the fact that BTS stans have actually ruined BTS for me, I actually cannot listen to their music because of their stans.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of BTS. It's all very generic. In my eyes.
But then some of their earlier stuff, people are like, it's fucking amazing. But yeah, no, I just can't. I just can't because their fans are just too crazy. Mm. Even some of the younger Blackpink fans are a little bit too crazy, you know? Yeah. But That one hurt. That one, I will say, that one probably hurt me the most, more than the denim skirt one, because I'm, like, trying to think why they're overrated. People say that their vocals are really shit, which they don't have the best vocals, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Let's just say, for example, Taylor Swift. She's so popular. I know she's overrated. We literally just said that. She doesn't have good vocals. She doesn't have good stage presence. She can't dance.
Mm.
Blackpink has good stage presence. They can dance. And they can sing too, while doing it all. I don't know. Anyways, I'm a Blackpink defender till I die, but I guess I'll respect your opinion.
Will you?
No. No. But I will remain civil without ripping a throat out to stand Blackpink. So I think maybe we should end the episode here before I start to cry, throw hands, and scream.
Yep.
So,
sounds good.
Yeah. That was fun. The last one. Don't ever say that to me again. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jade.
It's been fun.
It has been. And I guess that was us talking about hot takes.
Yes, it was.
It. Don't forget to follow us on our social media, Kyan and Jade Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and Kyan and Jade Podcast on Twitter and TikTok. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.